Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one, and we do give everyone a warm welcome in their service this morning in the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you, Brother Gary, for the leading the songs. And it's great. We can come in in freedom and worship the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise God. Now we're going to be looking from Daniel chapter 3. And just to say that this is Remembrance Sunday. On the 11th month, on the 11th hour, on the 11th day, the war stopped. And they say it was a great mystery why it stopped. But when William Branham preaches the seals, he mentions it. He says it was the angels. God told them to stay the war. And suddenly it stopped. Because God stopped it. And thank God it stopped.
Glory.
Praise God. And there's many men and women fallen over the years. And the poppy originally came because the fields that were covered in blood. And they noticed that flower grew up out of the ground. And this is ground that was blown to pieces. Blown to pieces. You read the history of it. And that flower grew out of it. And that's where your poppy come from. And I think it's a great thing that we can wear it. And there's some people don't want to wear it. But that's up to them. But I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
And I believe in wearing it to remember those in the past that gave their lives. Praise God. The Lord bless you, son. Just to say, my dad's doing well. He still needs a bit more strength. Keep him in your prayers that God will continue to strengthen him. And Andre beats him as well, sends his greetings. He's just back from Germany. And he sends his greetings as well. And also the brother I'm going down to preach for in December is just back from Germany. So both of them was in Germany preaching. Praise God. Isn't that amazing? That the gospel's in Germany. Praise God. The land that Hitler come from. See, God's wonderful, isn't it? Let's read then from Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. And this morning I want to try and deal with a golden image. And then, and that'll be it. My time's 12 o'clock. I'll go to 12 o'clock. If I'm not finished, I'll stop. And then we'll come back at 3:30 and continue the night. And we're going to be on the fiery furnace tonight. I could never do the fiery furnace justice because there's a man preached the best sermon I ever heard on it was Oral Roberts. And I've never even heard nobody close to him. The sermon he preached. How many of you ever heard that sermon?
Amen.
The fourth man in the fiery furnace. A wonderful
Glory.
Sermon.
Amen.
And he names Christ in every single book of the Bible.
Amen.
Stops, pauses, talks in tongues and goes back over it and names him again.
Glory. Amen.
I'm telling you, it was anointed of God.
Amen.
It was some message.
Great.
So there's no way I'm not even going to attempt that. I'm just going to be myself, whatever the Lord gives me. But I do believe God will bless His word. So
Amen.
The night, this evening, we're going to have the fire furnace. This morning, this golden image. And also, I'm going to show you this morning, people have said to me, did William Branham really make the statement that it was a prophet? Well, he did, and he made it more than once. And we're going to see, and I'm going to show you, there's a clue in the Bible why it's him. Absent. The people preach he was absent. It doesn't say that. He's not mentioned, but it doesn't say he was absent. Why would he worship himself? Let's read this verse 1 of chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 3-4 cubics. Three score cubics, that's 90 feet. And the breadth thereof 6 cubics, that's 9 feet. And he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Just so you know what a cubic is, it's 18 inches. Now you could argue over that, and if you did, you'd make it bigger. Because John's span's more than 18 inches. But a man that's smaller, his is 18 inches. So it depends on the height of the person. It's a span of a man, you know, the arm. Fella said one time, he says, I have 18 inch arms. He says, I don't believe it. And he says, well, here, measure them. But 18 inches is a cubic. And when you calculate it, 90 feet high. And the belief why it was in this land, the plain of Dura, was so that the great buildings of Babylon wouldn't take away from it. So it was a way from the buildings out on this plain. And everybody could see it and come and worship it. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning that your word is truth. We ask that you will give us the interpretation of your word. Even as Daniel and his friends prayed, you did give them the interpretation in chapter 2. We pray you'll enlighten your people this morning and encourage them and strengthen them from the word of God and forewarn us of any antichrist or false worship to come. Lord, we'll bless you for it. We pray again for my dad. You'll strengthen him. You'll bless him. You'll bring him back to full health and strength in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for any other sick and laid aside that you'll touch them and you'll heal them and make them whole in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray you'll restore the backslidden. We pray you'll save every lost soul. We ask that Jesus Christ will be lifted and magnified in this service this morning above all. Pray that you'll help this preacher to preach your word. And I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, Lord, you do undertake for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. My real emphasis this morning will be about this image and the worship of it. And I want to say from the outset about this golden image, maybe a brother can put it up. He hands it up. Good. God bless you, brother. All the different writers have different things to say about this. Some of them say it's not solid gold. Some of them say it was made from wood and plated with gold. For where would they get the gold? And of all these great ideas, well, none of that's important for me. But the important thing is that Nebuchadnezzar had this image made. When Nebuchadnezzar had this image made, when you read, all the people was called, and they were called to worship and bow down before this image. And all the lands, everywhere about, was called to bow down and worship this image. But you read, you don't read of Daniel being there. You don't read of Daniel with the three Hebrew children refusing to bow down. And that's why I believe this is an image of Daniel the prophet. And that's why I believe it's an image of a holy man. And I'm going to be going down that route this morning to show you that there is an image today in the world of a holy man that people are bound to. And when you go into Revelation, you know the woman rides the beast. And the woman is always symbolizes the church. And there was a great harlot, and the great harlot had daughters. And there were daughters of the harlot. Now, we won't go ahead of ourselves. But first of all, let me read you a couple of statements from the uncertain sound. The Gentile nation was issued in with King Nebuchadnezzar with unknown tongues and interpretation and goes out the same way. Now, the prophet said that, but it amazes me how many people don't want tongues. When yet not all, it's all through the Bible.
Amen.
Tongues is in the Bible. And Paul the Apostle says, forbid not to speak with tongues.
Amen.
But yet people are doing it. They're stopping it. And I don't know why they're stopping it. They're against the word of God. Issued in by the worship of an image of a man. Holy man, Daniel, which was Belteshazzar. The image of Daniel to make everybody worship that image of a holy man. And goes out the same way. So William Branham clearly says it's an image of Daniel the prophet. But sir, people question that. Did he say it? Well, there it is. He said it. Now let's go on a bit. From questions and answers on the seals. Remember the time of Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar. When the Gentile kingdom was issued in. See, when the Gentile kingdom issued in had come in by worship of a man. Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of a man. And you've got a spiritual mind. Now listen to this revelation. That spirit, that man that he made a revelation of, or he made an image of, by his revelation was Daniel. So Nebuchadnezzar had an image in his head. And to mix that out into the physical thing, he made an image of Daniel.
He was so taken by Daniel. How many was here when we saw the interpretation of the first image? This is a different image. And the first image had a head of gold. Some writers said, Nebuchadnezzar's image had a head of gold, so he made the rest of it gold. No. No scripture for that. There's only one man that wasn't there to worship this image. That's Daniel. And the reason he wasn't there, because he's not going to worship himself, just like the Pope won't worship himself either, but expects others to worship him. Now we'll deal with him in a moment, and I'm going to deal with him.
Amen.
And I'm going to deal with him good.
Amen.
And I'm going to take all the service, and another one will do it. Because all the preachers around, they're afraid to mention one thing about it. And they're running here, and they're running there, and they're running yonder, and they're turning it on somebody's view here and there, and they're missing the point. And the point's Rome. This is an empire we saw. Rome. Pagan Rome. Papa Rome. Back today, still Rome. See, the wound, the deadly wound was healed. So this image is Daniel. I believe it's Daniel. Now, remember, Daniel didn't make it. But Nebuchadnezzar had it made of Daniel. Belteshazzar, which is the name of his god, Nebuchadnezzar's god. So you see, King Nebuchadnezzar named Daniel after one of his gods. Did you know that? So he's looking at Daniel like a god. And we have to be careful today that we don't put a man in the position of God, no matter who he is. And no man is to be worshipped other than Jesus Christ. It's absolutely forbidden.
Amen.
Because he named him Belteshazzar, which was the name of his God, and he made an image of that God, which was the image of Daniel, and Daniel refused to bow to his own image, see. And there it is again, see how, watch. Now listen to this, the Gentile kingdom was issued in the days of Babylon by the king Nebuchadnezzar, Gentile king, putting church and state together. By taking an image of a holy man and facing worship to worship it, the Gentile kingdom ends in the feet with the handwriting on the wall by a political power that united church and state together to force kissing images again. Same thing, images of a holy man. I think that's tremendous. So all the men writing about it that I've read, and you can come up and see my office, there's books everywhere. And every book you can get about Rome, I've got it, and if I don't have it, I want it. And some of the best ones, the older they are, the better they are. For the modern day man of no revelation, they're afraid to rub up the cat. Casey would put the claws out. They keep stroking him the right road, and he purrs. But if you rub him back once, may the Lord help us to rub them back.
Glory.
We need to know the truth.
Amen.
The dimensions of the image are not without significance. Its height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. Now 6 is the number of man. Incompletion. That's what 6 means. There's your rainbow. You have 6 colours, not 7. Rainbow, incompletion. But God's number is 7. Completion, perfection. 6 is incompletion, 7's completion, 7's perfection. And God said, on the 6th day he made man, and on the 7th day he rested. And that's why we're to rest on the 7th day. But because of modern society, oh, that's gone now, isn't it? But that's the Bible. That's the original way God made it and God had it, that you rested on the 7th day. Work 6, rest 7. That was God's way. Now, I know it's different if you're involved like a nurse or a doctor. That's different. That's a totally different thing. But shops opening and all that, it used to be there was none of it. None of it. But today they have it. And when they kick football on a Sunday. When they play their sports Sunday. But it shouldn't have been. It's day of rest. Every single thing that God has set out, man has broke. Six stops short of seven, which is the perfect number, or the number of completeness. Six then is the number of a human in completeness. Man was made in the sixth day. Genesis 1 verse 26 to 31, if you want scripture. And you see, for God made man. On the sixth day, then he rested. He told him the rest. Man's appointed days of labor are six. The seventh day is God's day. So the seventh day is God's day. The number six reminds us of the number of the beast. Revelations 13 and 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The clue straight away. A man. So you're looking for a man, and you're looking for a number. And we're going to get it this morning. We're not going to miss it. Number 666. Little did Nebuchadnezzar know that the erection of the golden image in the plain of Dura was a prophetic foreshadowing of the end time. So all these scriptures we're reading are prophetically speaking about today. And God actually was using Nebuchadnezzar making this image. Because not only was it an image saying, and we're going to see the lessons tonight, lessons. On Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego about this fire furnace, we're going to take lessons like the gospel out of it. And for ourselves out of it. But this morning we're looking at this. False prophets shall command the people to make a beast or an antichrist an image that shall be given life and power to speak. And all who will not worship the beast shall be killed, and not by thrown into the fire furnace, but the guillotine. There's a day coming when all that will not bow and worship the image are going to have their heads cut off. Do you know that? No man could buy or sell, save who had the name or the number of the beast. And we are close to the hour of the mark of the beast. And even William Branham said it's not here. And the churches today do not want the original gospel. And I'm talking universally. I'm not naming every group. But they're all coming under an ecumenical movement today. And they're all saying we're all the same. Don't offend your brother. Preach a certain way that everybody will be under the one great umbrella. Well, that's not God's way. John said the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Let the chips fall where they will. And he preached that adultery was wrong. And he said that his brother, for the man took his brother-in-law's wife, and he said it's wrong. And no helping him, he got his head cut off. But he preached the truth anyhow. And we are living in the last of the last days, brothers and sisters. And we're living in a time of all the abominations that's coming now. They're here. Men with men, women with women, murdering of the unborn baby. All in these last days. And Jesus foretold it. And here in this portion in chapter 1, this golden image is portraying a man at the end time that wants to be worshipped. A man at the end time that believes he is actually in the place of Jesus Christ. So much so that he has made a statement openly to the world, don't come to Jesus, come to me, Antichrist. Do you realize that there's thousands today falling for it? Millions falling for it. Now Revelation 20 and 4 says, I saw thrones and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And you remember that not very long ago, I remember working on a job, and I told the fellows on the job that the Roman Catholic Church has confessed and admitted that she murdered 68 million. 68 million on her own murderology. And these fellas laughed at me. And that evening on the news, the Pope came out and apologized. It was a bit late, wasn't it? And I tell you, you cannot pray for the Pope to be saved. Because he's a type of Pharaoh in the Bible, and the Word of God says for this reason he was born for destruction, son of perdition. And when you study the scripture on the son of perdition, the Word of God shows you he come from hell and he's gone back to hell. That's his lot. He'll never be saved. But thank God Catholics can get saved. God can save them. And that day no man will be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark of the beast. This is a serious thing. You say, I don't know when it'll come in. We've got plastic money this morning. I'll guarantee you, it's even older than me. Never thought you'd see the day. Plastic money, toy money. Not real, it's rubbish. You say, no, but you can buy. Yes, but it's all fake. Somebody prints that app somewhere in a room somewhere. And you know America's working on money in billions of debt. How many knows that? Rome owns the finances of the world this morning. And I can prove that. And you get a book written by every Manhattan and the Vatican's billions, you'll see it. It's called The Gold Bullions. And you'll see how rich Rome is. And people's paying, and even after they're dead, they're still paying. And we're going to deal with that too this morning. We've got time. Now God has told us in Revelation 13, let's read verse 13 to 18. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. Verse 14. And deceiveth them all that dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. Now Nebuchadnezzar here has made an image and he's calling for the worship of it. And there is an image in Revelations at the end time. And men are calling to worship, and they are worshiping it. They're really worshiping it and don't know it. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Look at this. And the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is called forced worship. And this was a forced worship. These people were in place of fear in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, a forced worship. And those that refused to force worship were going to be killed. And the time is coming on the earth again where there's going to be a forced worship. Do you realize that? Thank God there's going to be a rapture. Amen. The true church is going to go. Amen. And I know we have a lot of people about, we don't believe in the rapture. Well, they never read the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 tells us it. That there's going to be a catching away. We're going to go home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And Enoch types it, God took him. And God's taking his people out. Why? Because there's no condemnation. Romans 8 verse 1 to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 16. Now let's read this. And he's going to give this speak and cause it as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Verse 16. And he causeth all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name or the number of the beast of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. So God is calling the beast a man. Make no mistake about that. It's in the Bible here. Count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. My carriers, go ahead, brother, and put it up. I want you to see this. Now, can everybody see this? This is the triple crown that the Pope wears. Vicarius Filii, Vicar of the Son of God. You've been sent in place of the Son of God. God in the book of Exodus has told the children of Israel, thou shalt worship no graven image. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, but the Lord thy God, and him shall you serve. And here's a man doing the same thing. And isn't it striking that he wears this golden image on his head, and Nebuchadnezzar's first image was gold in the head, a sign of power. Not only is it a sign of power, I'm going to go one further. Come with me for a moment in your thinking back to the tabernacle. And you'll know that the priest in the tabernacle wore a certain type of hat on his head, and it was plated round with gold. And the gold speaks of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us, let the mind that was in Christ be in you. And the Pope is saying he's supreme deity. And the Pope is saying that I am actually the mind of Christ. That's what he's saying when he wears this. Absolutely, you say you're exaggerating, you're going over the top. No, man. That's what he's doing. And people are running today to worship this. Vicarious Phil idea. Latin. Look at the numbers. The B's 5. The I's 1. The C's 100. A's nothing. R's nothing. And go right down. It counts up to the perfect number. 666. Now Spurgeon, who a lot of preachers quote, Spurgeon took these scriptures from Revelations and he said, if you give these scriptures to any good solicitor, he will convict the Church of Rome and the Pope to be this man.
Right.
And he said, there'll be no question about it. There'll be no doubt about it. He's the only one that fulfills it.
Right.
It's absolutely him. So people say, I believe the Antichrist will be a Jew. And you forget about all that sort of stuff. That's not scripture.
Right.
It's the Pope of Rome.
Right.
Here's he called him Johnny Red Sox. And I'm going to tell you someone, and I'm going to say it for Big Paisley. He knew who he was. And I Paisley's books where he talks about the Pope and exposes him. And the book of Paisley is one of the best books you'll get. And I'll tell you, you try and get it, you see the heart of this. Any books that's good, you can't get them. But shelves are full of books that are false. But good books, you can't get them. And Rome even mentions William Branham's quotations. You go online, you see it, you'll not believe it. Where William Branham identifies the Antichrist, and there's loads of people on there, oh, he didn't know what he's talking about and all this. He knew exactly what he's talking about. Here he is in the Bible. The number of a man. See his number? Now let me read you this. Brother Matthew got this for me. Let me read you this. Just in the way of passing. The papal crown was worn by popes from the 8th century to the 20th century. No matter how many crowns and circlets adorned it, the name was triple crown. From the 12th century to the 20th century, crown was placed solemnly on the pope's head. The surviving papal crowns of the past are all in triple form, and the oldest of these dates back to 1572. So that again speaks of it. That it's only placed on the Pope's head speaks out that he is identifying himself with that man. 666. He's identifying himself. Do you realize as soon as the white smoke goes up and that man takes the place of supreme pontiff, he's dead. Dead in the eyes of Almighty God. That's a fact. He cannot be saved. Neither, I don't care how many prayers for the Pope, he will not be saved. He's a son of perdition. Born for that reason. And can't be saved. Neither can you pray for Rome to be turned round. Now I could say something about the Orange Order and that, but I'll leave that. But you know what I'm talking about. You cannot pray for Rome to be turned round to light again. She'll never be turned, but you can pray for the Catholic people to come out of her.
Amen.
Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not, handle not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you.
Amen.
Christ can save the Catholic and bring him out under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Barry Smith was brilliant in these things. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, many went to his meetings over here. Very few. You asked our brother Andrews Mahood, Keith Mahood. He got him a place where he preached here one of the last times he came. None of the church was in heaven. Why? Because he exposed Rome.
Right.
And you know a story, there was a famous one night boy Smith was preaching and a karate champion came in a service. And he says to Barry Smith, "I'll stop you preaching tonight, I'll hit you a chop in the throat." And he come up, he stepped forward to Barry Smith, and Barry Smith said, "In the name of Jesus, you'll not do a thing." And he throws solid for he was. His kung fu quit working. Jesus is stronger than kung fu.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. And he's stronger than cobra.
Amen.
Thank God. You say, "Brother, you're nailing it down." Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
This is a formal Latin title of the leading man of the papal system. Certain letters of the Latin alphabet had numeral value, and it is significant that the numeral equivalent of the above title is 666. That's him. So when somebody asks you, "I think he'd be a Jew," or "I'll think this, think that," you tell them that you don't have to think. You have a clear, absolute revelation from the book of Revelations and from the book of Daniel. It's the Pope of Rome. And don't be afraid to tell them. Might offend them. The truth doesn't offend. The truth delivers.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Now let me read you this. Mark this down. The false church groups will come together in a world council of churches. The world council of churches is the image erected to the beast. Do you realize that the daughters of the harlot are the Protestant churches? How many knows that? There is a harlot and she had daughters. And the daughters of the so-called Protestant churches that have strayed away from the truth.
That's right.
And there's so-called Protestant churches today, they're not preaching the truth.
Right.
You wouldn't even hear it, you need to be saved from some of them.
Right.
They're preaching works.
No.
They're preaching signing your name. They're preaching baptism now saves us. And I'm talking about infant baptism. Oh, that's false! And that's the daughter of the harlot speaking right there.
Amen.
That's not the Bible.
Amen.
Revelation 13, verse 11 and 18. "And I beheld another beast coming out," and I've read you the scriptures. And you can read it right down. "And how they receive a mark. Here is wisdom, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. And his number is 666. Now remember, it was an imperial pagan Roman that fell to the sword, but she was healed of her death stroke when she joined the nominal Christian church at Rome and incorporated paganism and Christianity together. That's why you've got an Easter egg and a bunny at Christmas. Old paganism and laugh. How many knows I'm telling the truth? It's not Christianity. It's not the Bible. Your Easter egg's paganism and Christmas Day's paganism. Jesus was never born at Christmas.
Amen.
All paganism.
That's right.
But how many worship it today?
Right.
Absolutely false teaching. And you see all these other things. Don't get me started. If you go into the history, I'll tell you what, you can have the two Babylons.
That's right.
And you could go in there and you can see, and that's a book too the devil hates.
That's right.
He hates it. And Hitler's two Babylon exposes all these things. That's why a whole lot of shops don't have it in their shelves no more. You can hardly get it now. And there's a small version of it. I think the brother John has it. Mystery Babylon, I think it's called. It's a smaller version of Hitler's. You can get it nowhere for outside. But you can get writings on you know who here and there and yonder.
Right.
But anything that's going to expose mama,
that's right,
you'll not get it. Now remember, it was imperial. Look, paganism and Christianity, and thereby become the Holy Roman Empire, which is to endure until Jesus came and destroyed her. But Rome is not going it alone. Her daughters are right with her, and she will take over absolute authority by the World Council of Churches. And she's doing it. Now the Roman Catholic Church knew they couldn't reach the Pentecostals till they spoke with tongues. How many knows I'm telling the truth? This is twofold what I'm going to say. So they got priests to start speaking in tongues. And they said, now we have the Holy Spirit as well as the Pentecostals. Now that went two roads. It deceived people in the one hand because the priests spoke in tongues but didn't receive the real thing. But then the other side of the coin is all the Protestant churches preached against tongues because the Pope, the priests had it. So they threw the baby out of the bathwater. Tongues is real. And I don't care if a priest speaks with tongues and stands on his head and sings from that ceiling. If he's never repented of his sins and received Jesus Christ as a Savior, he's lost.
That's the only way of salvation.
Amen.
But that's what they've done. They've come together. They're all united together. One great ecumenical movement. All coming together.
This may seem to be far-fetched to some, but actually it is very plain.
Amen.
For all to see, because right now the churches are controlling politics, and at the opportune time will manifest exactly how great that control. This ecumenical move will end up with Rome at the head, even though the people did not envision it that way. This is because Revelation 17 verse 3 to 6, it states that the whore mystery Babylon is seated on the beast. She is controlling the last of the fourth empire, the Roman Empire. That's right down your toes. It's doing that. With the world system under her Rome, will be controlling, and the image church system will be obedient to Rome because Rome controls the gold of the world. And already the churches today are preaching popish doctrines. And you all know that's the truth. And I've preached it for over 20 years.
You say, have you?
Yes. Baptized in three titles, the same as a mother.
Right.
Infant baptism's the same as a mother.
Right.
Ordination of stuff that's absolutely unscriptural. They've been doing it for years.
That's right.
Doing it for years and they'll not change. And they'll argue with you. Or you cut your throat nearly, fall out me and do ulcer. I know what I'm talking about. And some of you know as well, you have been in the position where they've near fight with you. They're so out of it, and it's coming from Rome. Now, not all the people's bad. There's good people in every organization. That's why God's calling us out, not into some other group, but into Jesus Christ. Get that? Into Jesus Christ, not to form another cult or some other system, but to come into Jesus Christ, the head of the true church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thus all the people have to belong to the World Council church system or be at the mercy of the elements, for they cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast in their hand or head. This mark in the head means that they will have to take the doctrine of the world church system, which is Trinitarian, Actera, and the mark in the hand, which means to do the will of the world church. With this great power, the church systems will persecute the true bride. And even today, there's people in this room, I know young men, there's one of them not here, you fellas know him, he's already been challenged, whether he should be preaching or not, because he never went through some ecclesiastical college. So they've questioned him whether he should be preaching. Peter and Paul and none of the disciples went through no popish college.
Amen.
And there's no college you need to go through, only the upper room.
Glory.
The upper room equips you to go forth in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God never took them down to the tailor shop and ordered them white collars, dove collars,
Amen.
Any other collars,
right,
and trimmings her own.
Glory.
He said, neither worry about coat nor script. The Lord will be with you.
Amen.
Go and preach the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then we will try to keep the bride from preaching and teaching. Her mysteries will be forbidden to give comfort and truth to the people who need it. But before the Antichrist in person takes over this complete world system of churches, the true church will be taken away. There's your catching up, taken away.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
From this world to be with the Lord. God will catch away his bride for the great marriage supper of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Glory.
And it's true. They're going to close down everywhere. You say close down, yes. People talk about the meetings getting smaller. What is going to happen when the close is down?
That's right.
You say, brother, you're talking nonsense. No. It's happening in countries in the world already. that if you do not belong properly to an established church system, you're not allowed to preach. You're forbidden to meet in China. They're meeting in secret. They're not allowed to openly meet as staff. You said we'd never come here. Abortion never would come here, but it's here. Two men, an absolute abomination. It would never come, but it's here. It's all here now. And the other will come as well, for it has to come for the end time. We're living in the last days, and Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
We're leaving here. Praise God. Just 5 minutes left. I can't believe it. I'll never even get to the fire furnace tonight. I'm not worried. You enjoying this? Is it the truth?
Amen.
Young people, listen to me, you young people. You need to hear these truths. You need to know them. There's schools today that won't mention them because it's all united now. And they're doing away with the Protestant and Catholic school, mixing the whole thing together and that as well. And you think there's nothing to it? Well, I'm sorry, there is. I want no priest coming into my children to tell them that they must confess to him.
Amen.
Or kiss the Pope's ring. On his finger, I'll tell you, I'll not have it.
Amen.
Bow down to a false image.
That's right.
And you know the Church of Rome denies William Branham was an argument in the net. He was there if he says he was there. How many believes it? He says when they said you can have an audience with a Pope, but you'll have to bow down and kiss a ring on his finger, he said that was too much for me.
Amen.
I'll call him reverend or pastor or minister, but not father. Why? Because the word of God says through the mouth of our Lord Jesus, thou shalt call no man father in this earth, for you have one Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God. Let me tell you what Dave Hunt said on page 14. And you should have the book, Dave Hunt. I'll tell you who promoted it. That brother had the film off. David Halfway promoted Dave Hunt's book. And he did a video about it. And he uses Dave Hunt's book. This is from page 14. Listen to this. For 1900 years, the beast itself has been a major focus of the attention of students of prophecy. It's identified the frightening role it will play in the last days. And its ultimate end have been debated through the centuries. In the last 200 years, however, many evangelical Christians have held to a fairly clear consensus. The beast represents both the revised Roman Empire, Satan's worldwide counterfeit of God's kingdom, and the satanically empowered Antichrist who will rule it. Dave Hunt. When you go back into your books, and I have a list of the doctrines of the early Baptists, the early Methodists, I have a full list of them. I read them here one night. It's from my little brown book. Little brown book. How many remembers a little brown book? It's a book you can hardly get, but I've got it. And all the history of the doctrines are in it, and every single one of them denounced the Pope as Antichrist. But they don't do it today. No, the stroke of the cat now. And he's nice and quiet. And we're all coming together. We're all brothers and sisters. I'm sorry I'm not.
That's right.
I'm only brothers and sisters of those that's born again in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
They're enemies to the cross.
Right.
And they need to be regenerated. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 2 verse 7. And I'm almost finished. I'm going to have to stop. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, verse 3, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then and hurled, crying, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, languages. The time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, solitary, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king has set up. And whosoever falleth not down and worship shall be the CMR, be cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, solitary, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, languages, fell down and worshipped the golden image
that Nebuchadnezzar king had set up.
False worship forced upon the people. And it's coming again, for false worship is forced upon the people. And there's only three men that never bowed out of the multitude. False worship forced upon all. Now you think of that today. There's lots that claim to be in Christ, but they're denying it. They're bearing a false witness of Christ. You know, when William Branham took the tree, the orange tree, and he said to the fellow, how come there's lemons on it and so forth? And he said, I don't understand it. He says, brother, they're grafted in. It's an orange tree. Me and John saw it in Australia. I never understood it myself. And Brother Brian Freeborn showed me the vines that they make the wine from. And if the people they're selling to doesn't like that grape and they have to change it, they have the original vines, but they graft in another grape. And that other grape grows in that vine, the original vine. But it's totally a different grape. It's grafted in. It's living off the true vine, but it's bearing a false witness to it. But you have to go around every year and cut off the new shoots. Because the new shoots come up, and the new shoots are growing from the original vine. And if you let them alone and let them grow, they'll bear the original fruit. Yes. And the true church will write another book of Acts behind it. Because the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit did it. And the same Holy Spirit today has to do the same thing.
That's right. Amen.
And I tell you, we if we are in Christ, we must bear the life of Christ.
Amen.
Not some other life. Not the life of some organization, and I won't name any of them, and then nobody will say, well, they named this or that. All of them comes under it. Don't
Amen.
Care what name they're under.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ, our King and Lord.
Glory.
And I'm going to have to close. I promise you, and I won't go on. Remember, we started earlier. 45 minutes and it's gone. But we'll continue on tonight, the Lord willing, with this false worship. And I don't know how far we'll get into the fiery furnace. But I want to say to you, it's in this room this morning, Jesus Christ coming.
Amen.
You need to be ready. You need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. This false worship's in place already. We already see it here on the earth. We already know there's an ecumenical movement. Ian Peasley preached against it for years. I'm telling you. But let's not forget these things. That there is a false movement going on. And let's not forget either that there's people that has come out, claimed the truth, but they've been sidetracked. Many's been sidetracked. And instead of preaching the message, they're preaching about the messenger. It's not the truth. But it's Jesus Christ we must preach about. No other man. It must point to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to say to you this morning, you need to be saved. You need to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You need to be sealed by the Holy Spirit in Ephesians to the day of redemption. Now I'm going to, tonight, I won't roast this evening. I'm not going to try and go further. I'm going to follow with this. I've waited a long time studying for this. Wait for the Lord. I'm going to bring tonight, the Lord helps. I thought I'd got it this morning, but I didn't. And some of the false things they do to put fear on the people. To keep them in that system. And I'm going to show you from the Word of God, proof from the Word of God, that Jesus Christ took all our condemnation at Calvary.
Amen.
And we do not have to do works. We do not have to suffer. Or none of that false teaching. Jesus suffered for me, and he suffered for you, and we're saved by his grace and his grace alone.
Amen.
And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Let's stand our feet. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I hope I haven't tried to go too fast. You just lift your hand if you want prayer this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Isn't the Lord good? God bless you. Jesus is coming again. Don't be worried about this life, what you have. In the way of possessions. If the Lord was to come today, what good would any of it be? Be content with such things as you have. Love one another. And serve the Lord with your whole heart. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you this morning for your word. Lord, I pray you'll just show the people the truth to your Bible. May these things be a red light warning to every one of us that we're in the last of the last days. That the Gentile days are numbered with horrors encumbered. Return or disperse to your own. Lord, bless the hands that's raised this morning. Meet every need. Father, touch every heart. May the Holy Spirit take a real dealing in our meetings and upon our lives, upon our homes and upon our children. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I plead the merits of the precious blood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, this is the great thing. A bloodless gospel. A bloodless message. But help us to preach the blood and the power of its cleansing. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us and washes us from all sin. Father, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb. And we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be the kisser. I pray you'll cover your people with the blood as they go out today. Pray you'll cover them with the blood as they come in. Pray you'll cover our children with your blood, that you'll save us at this time, everyone. Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. Stretch thy arm forth amongst us with many signs and miracles and wonders in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And Lord, add to thy true church such as should be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, ask again for young men with a vision to reach the lost. May you give them strength. May you give them courage. May you give them backbone. May you fill them with the Holy Spirit. And help them, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless everyone here today as we go out and come in. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as our brother Gary calls.
Of course, be still annoyed.